Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I think this is the first time I preach in the English service this year.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long time, huh? Remember me? Thank you. Nice to meet you. Yeah. Congratulations, Chris. Yeah, passed the driving test 12 times. I passed the test 8 times, 4 times shorter. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. I was young, too. Oh, by the way, I'd like to preach about resurrection. Of course, the Easter Sunday will be the next Sunday, but maybe I have no chance to preach about resurrection on Easter Day, because on Easter Day, the English pastors like Chris or Kevin will preach on Easter Day. So I won't have chance to preach about resurrection. So I'd like to preach about resurrection. And the title is The First 7 Words of the Risen Savior. The last 7 words of Jesus Christ on the cross is the very famous theme. Maybe you have heard about the last 7 words of Jesus on the cross. But this is the series after the cross. And also, this is the very important message, including his first 7 words. The text will be the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 1 to 26, maybe the last verse, until the last verse. Not the 26. Please open your Bible, John chapter 20, it's been a long verse, but I'd like to read it through. Please open your Bible, the Gospel of John chapter 20. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the stripes of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the stripes of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw 2 angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head, the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, But she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the door locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them, though the doors were locked. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Because blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Amen. Thank you.
Midori-san, すいません。後ろのに座ってるお二人の方は、今日初めて来られた私の知り合いですが、ほとんど英語はわからないと思うので、ちょっと通訳してあげてください。
Sorry.They are my friend and they came to this church first time. Yeah. But Midori could help them to understand more. This is the scripture recorded mostly the words Jesus said after he was risen. Of course, the other gospels recorded too. But we can pick seven important words, sentences that Jesus talked to Mary and disciples after he was risen. So I'd like to show you the seven sentences, words. Number one is the words Jesus talked to Mary. Actually, Those who saw the empty tomb were not Mary, the first one, or not Mary, Peter and John. They went to the tomb. The tomb was empty. Just the stripped linen were there. So they thought Jesus' body was stolen. But they heard the message from the angels, and they went back. But Mary was still there. She did not understand what happened, and she was just crying because she wants to see Jesus' body, at least. She loved Jesus very much, even though his master's body was dead. She needs it. So she went to the tomb, but the tomb was empty. So she was crying. Then Jesus appeared. This is kind of a weird situation. Jesus did not appear to his disciples, right? Jesus did not show his body, risen body, to John and Peter. But Jesus appeared to Mary because he loved Mary more? I don't know. Maybe because she was crying. Jesus doesn't like we are crying, I think. He can appear anywhere with his risen body. He can show himself to anybody. But he did not show himself to his disciples, but he showed his body first to Mary. Because she was crying, I think. She looks so sad. So Jesus appeared to Mary and talked to her. Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for? Why did Jesus say like this? He said, Mary, after these sentences, but he did not say Mary to her first. He said, woman, why are you looking for? Why are you crying? I think this is kind of teasing, you know. Jesus knew who she was, and Jesus knew why she was crying. But Jesus said, Jesus did not say, Mary, don't cry, I'm here. Jesus said, woman, why are you crying? It's kind of like a make the situation better or fun, I think. And Mary did not realize who he was. Maybe the gardener. Gardener is the place I lived. Gardener, yes. She said, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him. If you take away his body and put somewhere else, please show me where you put it. I need that body. She did not know Christ was risen. She did not know Christ is alive, was alive. She just wanted to have the body, deadly body. That's just wrong. Jesus was risen. He was alive. So finally, Jesus said to her, like the show the trick, you know, Mary. Mary. What a word. Mary. He knows her name. He was the same one. Of course, his body was totally changed, but the relationship with risen Christ and the people was the same. Even though he was crucified and resurrected, but he had that same intimacy to us, right? He has the same feeling toward us and called Mary, called your name. If you go to the heaven, Jesus called your name. But if you call his name, can you realize who he is? We don't see Jesus, but we know. We know the sound, I think. And Jesus appears there because she was crying, I said. Jesus wants to wipe out her tears. But Jesus did not take away the tears, but he was there as the answer to her tears. This is very important. He was not just to take away his tears. He was there. Her tears, her crying, the main reason of her crying are taken out because Jesus was there. Jesus did not say, well, I'll see you later in heaven. No, he was there and show himself, I'm your answer of prayer. No more crying. You don't need to cry anymore. Because I'm here, I'll be there wherever you go. This is the final answer of our prayer. We don't need to cry. In Revelation 12:1-4, and God shall wipe away all tears from your eyes. Amen? God will wipe out all tears from your eyes. He knows our tears. He counts the drops of our tears. But he will wipe out the whole tears. And he is the answer of our prayer of tears. This is the first words of risen Christ. Number two, Mary. Jesus called Mary by name. Jesus knew people in the resurrection, and so will we. So will we. Every disciple knows the Savior's voice. My sheep hear my voice. We'll hear his voice. We'll never hear the real voice of Jesus Christ, but I think we'll realize, we can tell what's the voice of Jesus in heaven. I don't know how. I don't know how different it is, but his voice is totally different from others because he is our shepherd, because we are our sheep. If we listen to his voice every day in a prayer, well, you can hear, you know, we can discern, we can say, yes, this is his voice. And maybe because Jesus showed himself to Mary, this is just my guess, but those who loved Lord the most get the greater blessing. Maybe. Maybe. Of course, Peter and John loved Jesus, but Mary Magdalene loved Jesus maybe more than the others. So Jesus showed the first blessing to her. Of course, he showed himself to other disciples later, but show himself to Mary first and call her Mary. Do you know how many people were called Jesus by their names in the Bible? Not so many. Not so many. Of course, Jesus called the disciples. It's not recorded in the Bible. But the recorded in the Bible is not so many. Give your homework. Count. The third word, the risen Christ, is to Mary. Verse 17, Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, do not hold on to me. Go instead to my brothers and tell them." This is the commandment of mission, evangelism. Mary had the message of resurrection. Mary met the real, true, risen Christ. This is the gospel. This is the message. And the resurrection gives us a message to tell the world. We cannot hide this message. We cannot just hold to this message. We have to tell anybody. We have to tell the truth to the world. If you met risen Christ, go out and tell them, Jesus was risen and lives in me. And this is the most powerful and important message for everybody. Anyway, we can say this is the only message the human beings need, right? Christ is risen. Christ is alive. Other messages? It's not so important. This is the important message for us. That's why Jesus said, Mary, go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am alive. I am not a dead person. I am now with you. This is the third word of the seven words of risen Christ. Number four. This is the word to the disciples. The disciples were hide in the room with doors locked for fear of Jews. They were filled with fears because the master were crucified. So they were afraid because they will be the next. Because in that time, if somebody betrayed to Romans, the whole family and the group were the same. If the leader were crucified, the others are the same. They're the crucified too. So they're afraid. They are to get together and maybe just shaken or hide. But Jesus came into the room. The door were locked, but Jesus appeared. Why? Because he was risen with resurrected body. He can go anywhere. He can go anywhere, no matter how the doors are locked. Jesus showed himself and said what? Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Of course, this is an ordinary, normal greeting. Shalom. Shalom. in Hebrew. Peace be with you. But this time, I think Jesus did not give them a daily greeting, but the absolute proclamation of peace, because the sin was perfectly redeemed. The peace between God and us are built, because the relationship between God and human beings are rebuilt with the blood of Jesus Christ. Because we have perfect peace with God. That's why Jesus said, peace be with you. Not the temporary peace, no, just the superficial peace. This is the true peace. And nobody can take it out. This peace was brought by Jesus Christ himself. His death on the cross. So now we have peace with God. So Jesus said, peace be with you. Be with you. And John 14:27, Jesus foretell, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. I do not give to you as the world gives. The peace I give you is different from the world gives you. This is the true peace. What a wonderful privilege that we have peace with God. God will never condemn us. God will never forsake us. We have peace with God. That's why Jesus said, peace be with you. And number five. Also Jesus talked to the disciples. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Jesus talked to the disciples. Disciples maybe did not know, understand what Jesus said, because they were just afraid and get together and the door locked with fear. But Jesus said, I am sending you out from out of this room. And I'm sending you as the ambassadors of God. We are the ambassadors of Christ, because we are sent with his authority, with his power, with his love. We can go anywhere because we are sent. We are not just going out. We are sent with his mission. And we must go where Christ wants to go. We got to go out wherever Jesus wants us to go. But we do not go just us, but we go with Jesus Christ, with risen Savior. And we will win the battle because the risen Christ who conquered the death is with us. We can go anywhere because the risen Christ is with us. Nobody can touch us. Even one finger. Because we are the ambassador of Christ. And we are guarded. We're protected with Christ. And we are full of the power of risen Christ. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And number six, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. This is the word right after Jesus said, I'm sending you. Verse 21, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, with that, he breathed. Risen Christ, with his body, we can feel his breath. He does not need to breathe, right? But they felt the breath, you know, the wind with Jesus' mouth. And Jesus said, the Holy Spirit, receive the Holy Spirit. Spirit is the same word of breath in Hebrew. The same word with wind or air in Hebrew. So this breath from Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit. Jesus gave them the Holy Spirit with his breath. And John 16:7, Jesus said, it is for your good that I'm going out. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. The Holy Spirit is our counselor. 16:3, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. The Holy Spirit is our guide. He leads us the truth. In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me. By the Holy Spirit we can see Jesus. When we felt the breath, we can see Jesus. Breathe. Yes, it's Jesus. The Holy Spirit is with us because Jesus sent us, gave us the Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, we can meet Jesus every day. Then Jesus said, receive the Holy Spirit. We can go anywhere with the Holy Spirit. And the last word of the risen Christ is what? Stop doubting and believe. This is a word to Thomas. As I read through, the disciple Thomas, he did not see Jesus first time, so he did not believe Jesus was risen. Besides, he said, well, I don't believe Jesus is risen unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side. I will not believe it. Wow. He might regret now, I think. But he is, he's not the special, I think. I think we have the same idea. I cannot believe Jesus is risen or he's alive. We cannot see him. We cannot touch him. How come we can say Jesus is risen? Show him right here. I want to talk to him. Well, maybe Thomas is not you know, special. He's this maybe ordinary people. So Jesus showed himself to Thomas and said, Thomas, go away. Get away. You are no more my disciples. No, he did not say so. What he said to Thomas? Thomas, see my hands. What a grateful words. This is our Jesus. Put your finger here. He showed his hands. Put your finger here.
See my hands, reach out your hand and put into my side. Come on. Jesus did not rebuke him. Jesus wants to show him his love to Thomas and said so. And say, stop doubting and believe. Stop doubting and believe. Jesus is still saying to the whole human beings, every single one of us here, stop doubting and believe. Say it. Stop doubting and believe. Amen. Amen. These seven words I selected from chapter 20. Of course, Jesus said a little bit more, but these seven words shows his idea about resurrection. Why Jesus was resurrected. Jesus was resurrected to wipe up our tears. Jesus was resurrected to show his relationship with us. And he called our names. And Jesus resurrected, go away and tell them I'm resurrected. And Jesus resurrected to give us peace, to give us everlasting, perfect peace. Jesus was resurrected to send us out as he was sent by his Father. And Jesus was resurrected to give us Holy Spirit, our counselor, our guide, and Jesus himself. And Jesus was resurrected to say, no doubt and believe. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much. This is the week before the Easter Sunday, but now today we read through the scripture recorded the words of Jesus after he's resurrected. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you're resurrected, and thank you that you showed your self and told the words to Mary and other disciples to show your will, Lord. Lord, thank you that we now believe in you. We believe that you're resurrected. You're alive, Lord. We no more doubt, but believe in you. We trust in you. And we go with you, Lord. We go with you, with your Holy Spirit, wherever we have to go. Wherever you want to go, Lord. Because you are our personal Savior, and you call us our name, and you know our feelings, and you're our Lord. In Jesus' name we say, amen.